Doc Johnson and Core the Dictation. I'm Kimberly Plemons, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y-P-L-E-M-M-O-N-S. Date of birth is 12/24/1958. Date of visit 1/23/12. Subjective. Today, Kim presents her thought regarding hyperlipidemia, comma, migraine, headaches, comma, white coat, hypertension, comma, chronic sinusitis, controlled with allergy shots, comma, eustachian tube dysfunction, comma, sacroiliitis, history of, comma, history of irritable bowel syndrome, constipation predominant, comma, type 2 diabetes mellitus, comma, restless leg syndrome, slash, insomnia, comma, seasonal allergic rhinitis, comma, cardiac palpitations, comma, and hypothyroidism, period. She is still feeling a bit tired and does not know whether or not this is weather-related, but is also having trouble losing weight, period. Went over her blood tests with her, and they were excellent, including her thyroid levels, period. Her hemoglobin A1C was excellent at 6.2, as well as her lipid panel, period. No chest pain or shortness of breath, period. She does complain of chronic neck pain made into both hands. It gets tingling of all the fingers of her hands, period. She does do muscle. She does go to a masseuse once a month, and this does seem to help, period. She is having trouble sleeping, and Lunesta really does not seem to work anymore, period. I would like to try on Vistaril and Flexeril instead, which might help the muscles of her neck and help her sleeping altogether, period. She has problems with dysphagia, especially with drinking water, and even when she lays down, period. She has not had a workup of her esophagus up to this point, period. Concerning a blood sugar, the sugars run between 72 to 125, which is excellent, period. She awakes sometimes at night hearing noises, and it makes her nervous that she has trouble going back to sleep, period. Overall, she's stable, however, period. Standard review, left side chart, standard review, a system, objective, very pleasant, 54 year old white female, no parents, just this time. Vitals, 157.80, 58 regular, 18 per minute, 97.4, 5 foot, half an inch, 154.6 pounds, BMI, 29.7, HENT, normal, neck normal, lungs normal, heart estimate, start sounds great, 1 over 6, all stock murmur, her last left on a border without radiation, period, no increased everyday, period, abdomen, normal, skin warm and dry, good skin, turgid extremities, plus 10 feet of pulses, no edema, neurological, cranial nerve, sympathetic, goes intact, period, perla, period. Monofilament testing in both feet is normal, period. negative tenils and phalen tests in both hands, period. Musculoskeletal, there is quite a bit of muscle tightness over the trapezius muscles bilaterally extending to the cervical muscles, more on the right side than the left, period. Assessment plan number one, infrafall for chronic medical problems, day above number two, insomnia and muscle tension. We'll try our Vistaril, 50 milligram, 1 tab of POQHS, and Flexeril, 10 milligram, 1 tab of POQHS, period. Next time we'll refill her Flonase, comma, Clarera patch, comma, Synthroid, comma, Glucophage, comma, and Lipitor times 1 year. Next time we got a urine for microalbumin today, which was negative. Next time we'll sit up for a bilateral screening mammogram in February. Next time we'll see her again in 6 months. That should come in a couple of days before this for fasting labs, period. And dictation on, next number, questionable hypertension. She'll check a record of her blood pressure readings at home and bring it to us in a month, so we'll see where to go from there. This could be causing some of her fatigability and dictation. Thank you.